And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 3rd of July, 2017. It's the birthday of George M. Cohan, Providence, Rhode Island, 1878. Wrote more than 40 shows and musicals and gave us the songs Yankee Doodle Dandy and Give My Regards to Broadway. It's the birthday of Franz Kafka, born to a middle-class Jewish family in Prague. He was the oldest of six children, born 1883. Gave us the story The Metamorphosis, about a salesman named Gregor Samson who wakes up one day transformed into an insect. Other bizarre, surrealistic stories that gave us the phrase Kafkaesque, a phrase used even by people who've never read Kafka. He was a good student. He trained as a lawyer, though he didn't want to practice. He went to work for an insurance company, which allowed him plenty of time to work on his stories. He was always anxious, suffered from depression. Some historians now think he may have been schizophrenic. Kafka said in his diary, "The tremendous world I have in my head, but how to free myself and free it without being torn in half, and a thousand times sooner be torn in half than keep it in me or bury it. For this I'm here," and that's quite clear to me. Author of The Trial, about a man arrested, prosecuted for what crimes he and the reader never know. During his lifetime, Kafka burned more than 90% of his work. Died from tuberculosis at the age of 40 in 1924, and three of his sisters died in concentration camps during the Holocaust. And it's the birthday of M.F.K. Fisher, born Albion, Michigan, 1908. Wrote 27 books about food and about cooking. Here's a poem for today by August Kleinzehler, Land's End. This air, you say, feels as if it hasn't touched land for 1,000 miles, as surf sound washes through scrub and eucalyptus, whether ocean or wind, in the trees or both, the park's big windmill turning overhead, while joggers circle the ball field only a few yards off this path, secreted in growth and mist, the feel of a long, narrow theater set about it here on the park's western edge, just in from the highway, then the moody swells of the Pacific. The way the chill goes out of us and the sweat comes up as we drive back into the heat, and how I need to take you to all the special places or show you where the fog rolls down and breaks apart in these hills, or where that gorgeous little piano bridge comes halfway through the song. Because when what has become dormant, meager, or hardened passes through the electric of you, the fugitive scattered pieces are called back to their nature, light pouring through muslin in a strange, bare room. A poem by August Kleinzehler, Land's End, from Hollyhocks in the Fog, Selected San Francisco Poems, published by Ferris Strauss Giroux and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.